This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
Hey! Thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox, and myself, LeVar Arrington. Make sure you catch us live weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Ram lam. Bram Lamb back by the head of town. And then saying what out of mine.
Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. You can hang out with us on the iHeartRadio app, and you can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country, no matter where you are, making us a part of your Thursday morning. We appreciate it. We'll be taking you all the way up, per usual, till 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific. And per usual, we're doing it all live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there, an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 and recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So before we get to some pushback on a rumor that's been out there that we've talked about on this show, we've been kicking around this idea of Lee's specials because Lee Delap, our executive producer, always knows where every deal is every single day, knows how to do something called a sacrifice beer when you're sneaking in other booze to a venue. Like, he's just always got these great ideas on how to have a good time. And Lee, how close are we to coming up with the final product for Lee's specials or whatever we're going to call this?
Yeah, Lee's deals, Lee Delap's deals. We're getting there. I think I have a good idea of how to get this started. A little listener participation maybe on the old social media. People could send me their best, you know, food, beverages, or just sneaky ideas of how to have a good time with me and Todd, and we could kick those around.
Is that what we're calling this segment, Good Times with Lee and Todd?
delivery Wednesdays. We had a good delivery Wednesday yesterday.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah. What did it?
It was In-N-Out. It was In-N-Out yesterday, actually.
You brought some In-N-Out, and what did you get in return?
Come on now. Watch some Shogun.
It went in and then it came out. Oh, I haven't watched a new episode yet, so I'm going to try to watch it today.
Yeah, it was good. It's nice. A good series. So, yeah, just, you know, people could tweet at me or X at me, whatever they want to do, and we're going to find some good deals across this beautiful country
like
of ours.
For example, it's a Thursday. What would you recommend for people that are looking to get a little sneaky on a Thursday?
Good Thursday deal. Lancers has got a great steak and eggs breakfast. You can get a whole steak and eggs for I think like $16 and a $7 all day Bloody Mary.
By the way,
all day Bloody Mary.
All day Bloody Marys, $7.
So the entire day they're $7.
Yep.
And you get them spicy.
Oh, of course you got to get spicy Bloody Marys.
Steak and eggs and spicy Bloody Marys.
I don't drink Bloody Marys, but it does sound good. It does sound good.
Walk out of there for $30 because you're going to have two Bloody Marys.
Hmm. And you're good to go for the rest of the day, or at least until you eat again.
Yeah.
All right, so there it is. So if you've got any ideas.
After the gym, you know.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you got to get your protein fixed. Yeah,
I saw that app work the other day.
No. Such a jerk.
Damn.
I was eating in the morning.
Oh, okay. Yes, you were.
Rack of ribs. That was my dinner. That was my breakfast.
His birthday.
Birthday breakfast. Dinner.
Lorena liked to keep them plump.
I didn't realize you ate my tots.
Oh, jeez. And the tots.
I actually dropped those tots on the ground. I'm sorry.
What?
Oh, dang. No.
Yeah, I didn't.
I did hear everyone loved the tots, though.
They're cold tots. Why do you want cold tots?
You need to put them in the toaster oven.
Sometimes the flavor's better when it's cold, Lee.
Sometimes they're better off the floor too. You know, tots. You can resurface those.
15-second rule.
Back on them.
I had thought about it for like 2 seconds. I was like, do I put these tots back in this container? Dang. I wasn't gonna eat the tots. I'm sorry, wait, Lorraine. I didn't know you were going to drop them
and put them in the container for someone else.
I thought about it for like a second.
I mean, with everything we know that's crawled around the floor of this studio, you're gonna.
That's what I was gonna say. At least you weren't wasting. You know?
Yeah, they just pick it up and walk away with it.
Yeah, them roaches will come clean it up. I got dibs on that one right there. All right, okay, all right.
Like walking out with a tot, like they're carrying kegs.
We got tots. We got tots tonight. Dang, what a surprise.
So, yeah, if you've got any ideas, throw them at Lee. Is Lee DeLapp on Twitter or X where you can find him?
At Lee DeLapp.
Sure, there's some people who got some bargains out there. Well, we do have an update on a story that we've talked about on this show. Deion Sanders, there was this report that was out there that, you know, he was only interested in having his kids play for 6 teams. He listed the teams. You know, we discussed that.
Did you say it was a rumor or a report? I mean, did he say it?
Well, he's saying that it was a lie, that he didn't say it.
So yeah, that's
where I'm confused. I'm confused because I thought it was from him, but Deion saying, no, that's a bold-faced lie. Like
he said he never named teams. He shot me a message yesterday, said that he never named teams that he wants his kids to play for. And he also said it would be easier to name the teams I wouldn't want them to play for if I was into that.
So that's a good point.
That is what he said. I mean, that's what he sent me. So that's not an opinion. That's actually he factually sent me this message, and I just gave that to you guys. And I asked him about the Dallas situation. He says he doesn't want to go pro. So
the thing that you made up.
Yeah,
I mean that was
I did make it up. Yeah, well, I didn't create a rumor. I just theorized.
You threw it out there. Yeah,
I threw it out there,
and I felt.
And I felt. Well, you started it, but I'll take it. I mean, I ran with it.
Well, you got
it's made a lot of sense.
You got to understand something that if you throw out a rumor and you want to get it to get some traction on this show, do not have me do it. You got to have you guys with some actual credibility do it. I'd rather just talk about guys being degenerate gamblers. But if you guys add your name to it and you get the credit for it, then it's going to have some legs.
To me, it made all the sense in the world. The timing of it is pretty, I mean, it just fits. It just would fit if Dallas were to be, I mean, the owner and the relationship between him and the owner. I mean, it just fits. That's all.
To your point of saying it fits, like if that opportunity presented itself, it probably changes the way you're thinking. When that's not your reality right now, you know, he's getting ready to go into a fall with CU and a different Big 12 and try to go win a conference championship, right? See if you get in the playoff. Like, that's where your focus is at. Well, if Shador is in a position to get drafted as one of the top quarterbacks, Dallas does happen to be one of those teams. That job happens to be open. Like, if those stars align, to your point the other day, like, yeah, you have to consider that. Like, there's guys who've moved on from college to the NFL that I've spoken to. I'm like, how much better is your life now? And they're like, you have no idea. Because what you're getting at the college level is this world where it's progressing towards a professional model, but it's not there. And the people who I think, unfortunately, are impacted the most are the coaches, because they never stop recruiting. The high school kids, the future years of high school kids, even after the most recent class signs, right? The early enrollees, the guys who come in maybe in February. Then you've got your current players. Then you've got your transfer portal guy. Like, it never stops. It literally never stops. At least in the pro level, you've got a draft class, you got a free agency class. That's it. These guys sign contracts, they're there. Like, you know who you're working with. You know which guys have guaranteed monies that you're like, well, they're going to be here this year. Like, I know that for a fact, because they're not going to move on from a guy we just paid umpteen million dollars to be here. You know, that is not the case at the college level. These kids can leave. I can transfer in the fall. I can transfer in the spring. The NCAA just came out. They're not going to penalize multiple time transfers. They'll be eligible right away. They decided that yesterday. So you literally have two separate times where you're recruiting guys who may have just got there just to stay there. It is crazy. And you're telling me if a coach had the opportunity to coach in the pros, he wouldn't rather have to deal with that? I mean, right now, Colorado's got an entirely new offensive line for what it was a year ago. And they gave up a ton of sacks, so that might be part of it. But there's also an element of, like, wouldn't it be nice to not have to worry about that? Not have to re-recruit and pay a new offensive line through NIL?
Also, you could get to coach your kid for another decade. Like, who the hell wouldn't want that? Just from a personal level.
That's just seemed to make sense. But, and look, granted, things can always change. But some people do love I think he really loves the college space. And I think he really, really enjoys what he's created and what he's – I mean, I look at it like this. What he's done with Colorado football is nothing short of a phenomenon. And, he's the guy you'd say, okay, he's the guy that could do it. But could he do that again? Could he replicate building a phenomenon at the pro level? Could he do it at another, college? I mean, he did it at Jackson, but not to the degree that it was at Colorado, with the type of attention and everything that was surrounding it. I don't know. I think he's just built something so good where he is that if he is able to have some sustained success, I mean, why disrupt that? He could get probably – I mean, coaches don't get very much time these days. Like, what's the longest tenured coach at the college level? I mean, you got some that have made it over 10 years at this point, but it doesn't happen often. I mean, if you got an opportunity where you really have roots down, where a school supports you, not just the athletic director, but everybody else above the athletic director, like the people who really run the school, and they're supporting you the way that they're supporting him there, I just don't see how you would want to leave. You have everything you want.
To that point, too, like, I don't think he can do the things that he's done at CU at the NFL level in regards to, like, isn't he getting a portion of the ticket sales? I want to say, like, the way it's set up as far as the merch and how he's being compensated, like, I don't know that a pro owner would – now, granted, they might be able to pay you more, but I don't know that a pro owner can give you, like, full autonomy of, like, the merch sales and everything you do in regards to the brand, right? Like, he's been able to completely take over, CU, where it's like, you see the Buffalo, you see the logo, but – Coach Prime's got his own, like, stuff that it's, like, right there with it. Like, you kind of think of them as one of the same now. Like, I don't know if you go to Dallas, like, the star is still the star. That's always going to be the logo and the brand you think of, even though he'd be the head coach. Like, I don't know that Jerry Jones or Stephen Jones would let him take a percentage of sales of stuff. Maybe he'd do his own thing for merch, but it would be interesting. I think from that standpoint, he's probably got a little more control at the
college control
level.
There it is. That control is not going to be there in Dallas. We know that.
Yeah.
But he's got control where he is, and he seems like he's comfortable and confident where he's at. So just thought I'd put that out there. I made sure I asked him if it was okay for me to share it, And he's not only said it was okay, but he wanted it to be shared. Said that Brady Quinn is like, man, like, make sure you shut Brady Quinn down with what you're talking about.
And, I actually said that. That was interesting.
Yeah, but you know, I just, he's my old teammate, and I'm good friends with him, so I just figured out, you know.
That's great, but you got to stop making up rumors about him.
I'm just saying, we had to shut you down.
But what was the actual,
source
of where that came from, though? Was it a podcast?
I don't know. The whole thing is very confusing.
Well, no, I mean, we could Google search where the report came from.
Lee, where did the initial report come from? Because
Lee, where did that report come from?
Yeah.
Well, it just sounded more professional when Jonas said it.
We're going to edit yours out and just include mine, so it makes it seem like I have full control here. You know, it's a little podcast.
He didn't say shut Brady down. I just made that.
No, he...
It was just fun to jab at him.
Because Lee was away from the from his desk, so I wanted to.
People were running with the.
Well,
a lot of people ran with this report of the six teams that he said this on the Million Dollar Podcast, which was from weeks ago. I went through the whole thing and couldn't find it. They did talk about Atlanta, and he loved Atlanta, and that was the one team they were talking high about, and Philly, because the guys he was talking to were high on Philly. And they were discussing how he would, you know, was into pulling an Eli if they were going to go to a team he disliked. But he never did list those other teams in the poor reporting.
So inaccurate.
So what did those guys do? Leak it out to the media? That's what he said, like off camera or something?
I don't know who ran with it, but then everybody kind of picked up on it that he said six teams and he lists these guys. But I listened to the whole podcast and they talked a lot about Atlanta and Philly because, again, because the guys were from Philly, but
no.
And they listed all the teams that he played for. They said, you'd like him to play for the teams you played for, so that's probably where it kind of circulated.
People were connecting the dots.
Well, we do know this. If you want to play for Colorado, check your DMs. So we do know that.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, that's how they're recruiting.
They had put out there, what was that on? I don't know if it was on Instagram or TikTok or what, but that basically if you're an offensive player, DM Shador.
I think it's hilarious.
It was like, apparently they're not DMing the coaching. I guess the difference is they don't have to have their name in the portal to contact the players. So that's like the workaround. So if let's say, for example, there's a wide receiver who's contemplating putting his name in the portal, maybe, but that's the workaround. So if a player's like, I don't know if I want to or not, he just goes ahead and DMs Shador, like, let me know. They could do their whole thing through that.
The middleman.
And then basically put his name in the portal, have a do not contact, and he already knows where he's going.
I just think it's hilarious. I'm sorry. Like Deion's like, yeah, I don't really want to travel anywhere to go recruit these kids. Well, you don't need to. Just don't tell your kids to go through the DMs and just start firing off tweets or Instagrams and see what you get. So.
Dang.
Hey, man, it's going to be fun. Year two of Prime in Boulder. It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. Coming up next here from the TireRack.com studios, we are going to find out the very latest on rumors, some reports, potential surprises in the NFL draft now that we are just a little over a week away. And it's yours next here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. And you know O'Reilly Auto Parts? You know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! Right now, we welcome in our guy, Albert Breer, senior NFL reporter, lead content strategist at the MMQB. You can get him on X at Albert Breer. AB, what's happening? Good Thursday morning to you.
What's up, guys? How we doing?
Good. We were talking about how Bill Belichick got Wickershammed yesterday, which whenever that article comes out, it's like, all right, this is going to take at least a half hour to get through. But
yeah, he loves long form, huh?
It's
like
just,
the guy can't even write a tweet on X.
There's a lot of stuff in there, though, Brady, wouldn't you say?
It's a book. There's a ton of stuff, yeah.
There is a lot, but you've kind of speculated and hinted at some of it to me, you know, why Belichick, you know, wasn't going to get hired, things like that we've had conversations about over the past several months.
Yeah.
I came away from it going, man, this doesn't exactly paint Robert Kraft in the greatest light, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I felt the same way. You know, after the way the documentary, you know, played out, like, and I don't know if you guys saw the whole thing, but you know, at the end of each episode, there was said right there, copyright Kraft Dynasty LLC. And it didn't paint Bill in a very good light. We've seen the backlash from the players. And, you know, and now this, where, you know, the backdrop to everything, guys, is, you know, Kraft really wants to get in the Hall of Fame. And so, you know, you see this sort of this documented sort of whitewashing history. And then you come back with this and, God, it sort of looks like, you know, he didn't want Bill getting another job. And what would the reason for that be? Well, you know, Tom already made the Patriots look bad going to the Buccaneers, right, and winning a Super Bowl there. And, you know, is it possible that Kraft didn't want Bill going to Atlanta? And if he wins big there, what's Kraft left with? You know, so, look, I believe Robert Kraft belongs in the Hall of Fame. 6 Super Bowl championships. You know, and obviously he's made a huge impact in the broadcast committee and had a huge impact on the league in general. But
do you have to say that when there's an owner who's a part of the broadcast committee as a broadcaster who covers the NFL?
Wait,
do you
that?
Have to say that? I said, do you have to acknowledge his impact on the as part of the broadcast committee?
No, but it's part of it. It's part of his case. You know, like the business part of it is how owners make their impact. You know,
yeah,
so I don't know. I mean, like, here's the thing, guys. Like, I think he deserves to be in. But if I'm like on that, I'm not a Hall of Fame voter, but if I'm one of the people on that panel, like, this is going to sort of turn me off, You know, it's not going to convince me to vote for him. You know, when he's up against other guys, you know, in that contributor category, like Mike Shanahan, who, I mean, half the league runs Mike Shanahan's offense. Like, after all this, who would you rather vote for? Mike Shanahan, who's kind of been quiet and bided his time and waited, or Robert Kraft, who seems to be openly campaigning for it, you know?
I would ask this because we had an interesting conversation earlier.
It sounded eerily similar to what Albert just said, LaVar, so this is going to be really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, you guys did sound kind of quite the same. I don't know why I'm echoing. But I'm curious as to the idea of Robert Kraft. Is it a bigger deal that Robert Kraft – puts it out there that he doesn't want him to, or does it seems like he doesn't want to get Coach Belichick another job, or is that more on the people that are hiring him? You know, like I think that's the bigger deal. Is like it? Why should that sway another person, another organization from hiring him?
Well, I think it's both. You know, I think part of it doesn't reflect well on Robert that a guy, you know, wins him 6 Super Bowls and, you know, he's picking up the phone and calling an owner and say, don't hire him. Right. I don't think that reflects great on Kraft. And I don't think it reflects great on other owners too, that a guy who's won 6 Super Bowls or 7 openings, you know, outside of the New England openings, the New England opening made 8 this year. And, you know, the guy wants to work and can't get a job. And I think a lot of it boils down to, and you guys have been around owners and you know this, like, you know, I think a lot of it boils down to owners buy themselves this toy and they want to play with the toy. You know what I mean? Like, and when you have a coach who comes in who has a dominating presence is the way you would put it, and comes in and wants control over things and, you know, can run roughshod over people, you know, a lot of owners look at that and say, I don't want that, even if it comes at the cost of winning, right? And so I think that's a reason, honestly, guys, like why Jim Harbaugh had trouble getting a job the last couple of years. I think it's because other owners saw what happened in San Francisco and saw him clashing with Jed York and said, I don't want that. You know, even if the guy's going to win me 12 or 13 games a year. I think that's part of the reason why Mike Vrabel's out this year. And that's tremendously unfair to Mike Vrabel, because you can ask any of Mike Vrabel's players what they think of him, right? But there's this perception out there that if you hire Mike Vrabel, he's going to come in and, you know, he's going to run over everybody, you know? And, you know, I think the same thing certainly exists with Belichick, where, I mean, these guys prioritize these ideas they have or the structure they want over just bringing in the right people and building around them. You know, I think it's a real problem with NFL owners right now. You know, you can go back to Jerry Jones hiring Bill Parcells. Well, why did he do that? Well, you know, he did that in 2003 because he had been sufficiently embarrassed, where it was, I need credibility back in the organization. I'm trying to build a stadium, so I'm going to hand the keys to a guy who can give me credibility. Like, I think that's probably the next team that hires Belichick, right, is a team that is in that position where they just need credibility. And, you know, otherwise, I think these owners are going to keep hiring people that they're just simply more comfortable with and feel like they would have a better time running their football team with.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like that's kind of the nature of business, though. When you're talking about multi-millionaires and billionaires, yeah, like they don't want to be told what to do. They want to work with people
right.
that they like and are going to probably, I don't want to say yes, man, but it feels like that. So,
yep.
So I was unaware of the fact that this is really all just a push by Robert Kraft to get in the Hall of Fame, which, I mean, that's what it seems like now looking back in retrospect. I guess, and I said this earlier, like Robert Kraft, as much as he's in the public eye, maybe for like how this report came out or the Patriots documentary, and I guess trying to paint Belichick in a bad light, which paints him in a good light, I also feel like Bill's going to be much more out in the open on TV. He does such a great job as an analyst with various teams. I mean, he doesn't even have to talk good about himself. Matt Rhule's out most recently talking how smart he is, how brilliant he is. I mean, I would imagine that Belichick is going to find his way into a weekly assignment with someone this fall. Will he not be on TV somewhere?
Yeah, I think he will be. You know, the Peyton Manning thing is certainly a possibility. That would be kind of an easy way for him to do it, where he wouldn't have to travel all over the country. You know, and then I think the other thing he's going to do, Brady, I think you're going to continue to see him pop up like he did You mentioned Matt Rhule at Nebraska. Did the same thing with Jed Fish, you know, at Washington.
Yep.
I think you're going to see him popping up all of these different places. And, you know, I think helping other coaches and trying to get back to the game and also, you know, trying to set himself up for his next opportunity, because I do think that he wants to coach again. And, you know, like Seth wrote in the story, you know, my feeling has been that he is willing, like, I think he's sort of, you know, Andy Reid was in this position, right? I think we talked about this back, you know, at the end of the season, but when Andy Reid went from Philadelphia to Kansas City, he had all the power in Philly, right? Like, he ran everything and was very, very involved in scouting and personnel. And, you know, when he went to Kansas City, he decided, I mean, yeah, I still want this, I want some decision-making power, but I don't want to be in the minutiae of scouting. I just want to coach, right? Like, and I'm going to bring in people I trust to run personnel. And, but, you know, I just want to be a coach. And I think, you know, Bill's at that point of his life now, where, you know, I think part of the next few months for him is going to be setting up a plan. And if I get back in, here's who I want to work with as my general manager. Here's who's going to be on my coaching staff. Here's how I'm going to do it differently. And part of that is going to be going around and looking in other buildings and seeing the way other places are run. And I think it's like you said, the byproduct of that is going to be a lot of people being reminded of what a brilliant football mind this guy is and how obscene it is that he's out of coaching. So, you know, I think you're going to hear that drumbeat as we get into the season. And I think, you know, he's going to sort of hover over some of these jobs the same way, say, like Sean Payton did a few years ago, the year he was out.
Does it hurt Kraft?
What's
My
that?
Bad, Jonas. No, I said, does this hurt Kraft's bid to get into the Hall of Fame by all of these things coming out like this?
Yeah, I mean, I mean, the Hall of Fame voters aren't stupid. You know what I mean? Like, they see this, and they see how, you know, columns have popped up about his candidacy. And again, I think Robert deserves to be in. You know, if you want to,
not before
back,
Shanahan, like, though, right? I mean, Shanahan had such an impact.
Even if it was close, though, if you were a voter, wouldn't you look at this and say, screw it, I'm just going to vote for Shanahan, right?
I had a conversation with a voter yesterday about this very subject. And honestly, Kraft's name didn't even really come up. It was more about Shanahan.
And why isn't Shanahan in? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, and that's the thing is, like, I think this is the psychology of it. If you're a voter, right? Like, I mean, like, you're going to be more sympathetic to Mike Shanahan's cause than you are Kraft's now, you know, 100 times over, because Mike Shanahan's not out there campaigning to get in. But if you look at his case, like, holy crap, does he deserve to come in, to be in? He changed the way the NFL plays offense. His offense, I mean, what is it, like 30, 40, 50% of the league runs his offense? Everybody runs some version of what he did in Denver all those years ago. Like, Mike Shanahan certainly deserves to
be in.
I mean,
for what it's worth, I'm hearing reports that Robert Kraft is in the Orchids of Asia Hall of Fame. So I don't know if that's – and listen –
Does that play an impact at all, Albert?
But, Jonas, that's part of – Jonas, so that is part of all of this, though. And that's what's interesting about it is that, like, Pat Bowlen got in, and I think he got in what, like 17 or 18, something like that, right? And you know, when Pat Bowlen got in, it was like, okay, Robert Kraft's next in line. And Jerry got in a couple of years before that.
And what happened?
And then the Orchids of Asia happened. And honestly, like, that was part of it, though. That was part of why it was like, okay, like, we can't put him in right after that happened. And that sort of pushed him back in the line. It's true. Funny story.
Are you saying that would be too explosive to put him in right after that?
Oh, wow.
What?
Oh, wow.
Hey, also, on that topic, was there a falling out between Belichick and Kraft after that blew up?
I don't think their relationship was ever buddy-buddy, you know? I think one of the things, you know, it's funny. I remember talking to Brian Hoyer about this, right? And Hoyer told me, you know, this was when he was playing for Kyle Shanahan at the time. And he said to me, he was like, you know, there are certain coaches – and Kyle is one of them, and Bill is one of them, where if you think, like, he's going to come in and glad hand you and always acknowledge you and be warm and fuzzy to you, and you need that, like, you can't play for him, right? Like, so there are going to be times when you walk by one of those guys in the hallway, and the guy's going to have his head down because he's got something that he's thinking about that he needs to get to his office to get down on paper. And he's going to blow by you, and you might be like, you know, what the hell just happened? You know what I mean? Like, is he pissed at me? Whatever. That's sort of what Bill is. You know, Bill's not going to give you constant affirmation, you know, and, you know, I think that that's not only the way Bill treated his player, that's the way he treated his boss, you know, and so, and you can see it if you go back and watch that Football Life where they followed him around in 09 and 10, you can see like there's a meeting with Kraft where like Kraft is in the office before one of the games asking like how the weather's going to affect the game. Bill's sitting there like eating a salad and being like, I don't know, you know, like, so like if you need this warm, fuzzy relationship, he's not going to give that to you. And that's the way, I mean, to great success, the coach owner relationship was in New England for a long, long time. And so I think eventually that wore on Kraft, and it was something he was willing to deal with so long as they were winning championships. But when things sort of started to circle the drain the last couple of years, you know, that's when those sorts of things, I think, started to wear on Kraft a little bit more and make him want to look for something else.
Albert, I wanted to ask you real quick. We've got less than a minute, but I wanted to ask you, because there's been speculation about which team is going to move up to potentially take the fourth quarterback. If you had to guess
Or the third quarterback.
Yeah, like if you had to guess right now, which team is going to make the biggest move up in the draft next Thursday?
So I think there are four teams right now that would be in that. Like, you just kind of keep an eye on them, trade up quarterback-wise. The Giants at 6, and those teams at 11, 12, and 13, the Vikings, Broncos, and Raiders. I'd say the Vikings and Giants are probably the two most likely. I've heard both those teams connected to Drake May, so I think either of those teams, if there's an opportunity, if New England decides they're going to move down, could be teams that move up. I don't know that the Giants would move up for McCarthy. I think the Vikings would. So, you know, I think those are the teams to kind of keep an eye on there. And then I think further down the line, like, I think the Colts and Jaguars would be two teams to keep an eye on that might move from the teens into the bottom of the top 10 if the right receiver or skill player falls, you know, into that 9, 10, 11 range. So I think there will be some movement in the first round. And, you know, certainly I think there will be probably at least one trade up for a quarterback, if I had to guess right now. I think Drake May will go third overall, whether it's to the Patriots, the Giants, or the Vikings. And then maybe if the Vikings lose out on that one, they move up to go and get McCarthy.
Wow, there it is. At Albert Breer on Twitter or X is where you can find him. Senior NFL reporter at the MMQB, also lead content strategist as well. AB, we appreciate it. We'll do it again next week.
All right, thanks
Abby.
There he is. Two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next here from the TireRack.com studios, apparently somebody in the NFL is having a bigger impact on sports than you realize. It's yours next here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got a pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on. Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. Hey, by the way, LeVar, how close to you is Sierra Madre?
Pretty close.
They just showed a bear swimming in somebody's pool in the backyard.
Oh, it happens all the time.
So if you had a bear jump in your pool?
It happens all the time.
You imagine that?
It happens all the time. I'm telling you, I came out to go to work the one day, and he was right there. There was like two of them right there. Bam, chilling, going through my trash.
Just a bear.
Like, you know, it's crazy. That's like, it's real life. That's real life. Like, that's not a movie. It's not a zoo. Like, that. Those are, and I mean, the one I saw the last time, one was really small, but one was really, really, really big. Like, really big. Like, that could be it. Like, y'all could be like, where's LeVar? Like, I fought a bear and lost, you know? Yeah, Sierra Madre is right here.
It's like Legends of the Fall. You know,
I live on a mountain.
Yeah.
I literally live, like, I go out back, I'm on a mountain. Like, when I used to keep our trash cans in our backyard behind a gate that's a bear-proof gate. And the back of my wall, my retainer wall, isn't bear proof. Like, they can get up over top of the wall. And I remember I grilled salmon one night, and I put the remnants of it in the trash can out back. And I'm watching TV, and I'm like, I hear something out back. And I go turn the light on, and the bear's ass is on the window of the door. Like, it's on the door. It's like right there. He's on the door. So that's how close our encounters have been with bears on where I live. So,
Sierra
Madre is right here.
Got to check your pool.
Yeah, they say April, they start coming down, man.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, you know where bears, where you can't find them, is in January. It's not really.
Well, you won't find the Justin Fields bear in Chicago anymore.
Yeah, you won't. You definitely won't. apparently, you might find some really good players at Arkansas, though, and we might have a reason as to why that is the case. This is from a Twitter account, which I didn't realize this was an actual thing. Somebody called Trilly Donovan, which is just a tremendous Twitter account. They've said, and they're reporting, that Jerry Jones is offering double whatever the Kentucky commits were making to come to Arkansas. He's an Arkansas booster and reportedly helped them hire John Calipari last week. So, I mean, if he can't get it done with the Cowboys in the NFL, maybe this is the next best thing, trying to deliver Arkansas another national championship. And now all of a sudden they've got a big time advantage. So now we got to find a Kentucky booster. You know, maybe the Meat Wagon or somebody like that can start to pitch in, and we could start getting some of these other recruits to sway back to Kentucky. You know,
no salary cap in the NIL world in college. So you could construct a pretty darn good team. So,
I mean, how much are we talking about Jerry Jones would kick down to Arkansas? Like, why does he care so much about his alma mater?
I mean, why wouldn't you?
Okay, but he's got a football team to run. Like, he's got an NFL team that's got problems.
But your alma mater is your alma mater, man. Like, if you're one of those ones that love you're like one of those guys that either you love your school or you don't. Like, I think that's how it generally is. I tend to love my school to that level. Like, if I ever became as wealthy as Jerry Jones, I would do way more. I mean, I do a lot now, but within my means, I would do way more if I had, you know, endless resources to be able to support. Because that's legacy, right? Like, that's like your institutional education and background. If you have a connection to that for life, like a building is named after you or an arena is named after you or something like that, that's kind of like a legacy deal. Like, to me, I feel like that's pretty cool.
I mean, did he have anything to do with Bobby Petrino going to Arkansas?
I don't know.
I mean, did he pay for the moped?
I don't know.
I just want to know, like, how closely.
It might have been one of the, you know, former cowgirls or something like that.
Yeah, you know, could have been.
I want to know whose idea was for the neck brace. That's what I want to know. I mean, you tell me someone who stands up at a press conference with a neck brace, tell me you don't feel sympathetic for him.
It is a good move. Like, there are certain devices where
it's like the opposite of like a cowboy collar. Like, you see a dude wearing a cowboy collar, you're like, oh man, I bet he can hit. You see a dude with a neck brace on, you're like,
hit.
Oh.
He's been
yes,
hit.
Yes, that's right. It's the immediate sign of, oh, they've been in a terrible accident. They've been terribly struck by something.
Like, you got options. You can either wear a cowboy collar or a neck brace. You choose the path in life.
Dang.
And Bobby P got that neck brace.
That neck brace is powerful, dude.
Yeah, it is.
It just causes all sorts of emotion for people. Lawyers will immediately run to him.
Dang.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now, free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!